Hello. My name is Satire.
As we all know,
Satire
is extremely silly.
And actually now,
I have the distinguished honor of presenting
the sound
collage of
illness, bodily damage, or death.
They gave a voice to
Johnny Mathis
in a way that makes you feel bad or uncomfortable.
It all begins
like this. Take any fruit or vegetable.
You could even start a fire.
I will do just that.
Spain and Norway have steadfastly clung to their demand.
Nearly everyone has become
one of the most distinguished members of the
Transylvania Fire Prevention Bureau.
It's quite comfortable, really.
There's bodies all over this place.
Another one. Another one.
Never before had he seen so many
bodies in the rubble of Flight 232.
They all taste good.
They're loaded in fat and sugar,
just like a real baby.
And the result of it is the beginning of a baby.
Being placed inside a
freshly baked croissant.
That's real good when you eat it on your plate.
During the rest of the winter, the great prince taught Bambi how to find his own food in the forest. Bambi learned quickly.
But it's dangerous to
take off those idiotic sunglasses.
Without becoming upset.
Let a policeman.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
And I want you to know.
Soon, Castle Grayskull will be mine. All mine.
But this is the world as we find it.
Full of stagnant water.
And fastening hooks.
That's all you need, my friend.
But I need a strong cleaner.
And they want a great big huge knife.
Jesus smiled as he
stabbed them repeatedly with the same butcher knives he used to perform satanic rites.
But I wanted you to know that
smoking would give you physical success, sexy looks, and good health.
And I said, that's a lie.
An overdose causes unconsciousness. Then death.
That's what you want?
Death?
Yes, please take care of that.
Oh, okay.
Recommended by eminent nose and throat specialists to patients who smoke.
Rabbit tobacco.
These cigars are made from seaweed.
A lot of smokers
are ready to use the potty.
So am I.
Well, I'd like to know.
Why is my wife fucking a cow?
And the interesting part was,
so was her husband.
I sure was.
So was I.
What about the pigs?
You screwing a pig?
Yes, I was.
You could do it too.
Unnatural acts with animals
are really quite the way to live.
Life is just so much better for me.
With its overtones of bestiality.
That's right.
But let's go back to the farmyard a moment.
I demand a horse
for sexual opportunity.
You can be reminded of a simpler time. When the most entertaining thing you could find on the internet was
sights of horses having sex with people.
Mighty welcome sight
for viewing or printing later.
Later, after all the heat generators have been cleared.
Check it frequently to see that batteries, bulb, and wiring are in good condition.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
So good and so easy to serve in many ways.
Avoid them like the plague.
Let's fight this menace with every ounce of our strength.
We're too busy
barfing up an undigested human fetus at a local fast food restaurant.
This month you can go to McDonald's to check out the
mountains of human corpses.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
I hate it!
I don't have to eat people anymore, and I can
get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for
the dissemination of noxious doctrines.
And I will concentrate on putting my mind into
that little white box floating on the river back of our mill.
I'll drag you behind an ox if I have to.
I just want to slap that snapback hat off, bro.
And I'm going to give you a great big gift.
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It seems so trivial.
Remember how it used to be?
Full of mischief.
Sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism.
Trivial things. And you know, with just a little bit of extra effort.
There are dozens of products just waiting, literally begging.
To stick you in your ass.
For tremendous profits.
Here's a poster.
Stick it in your ass.
He has a bazooka.
I like to stick it up my ass.
Well, here's a rod.
Stick it up your asshole.
Fine, I will.
You will? Yeah, okay.
You took the first step in your future in world trade.
You will receive the official smoke detective's badge.
Dear God, thank you for this
official badge.
I want to be a smoke detective. I want to be a smoke detective.
You can't.
I want to be a smoke detective.
You can't do that.
Ooh. You can be cutting up.
You can see that there begins to be a lot of blood.
There is still a demand for its meat.
The meat starts to shrink.
We start shrinking. You know it will.
They honored heavy metal artists, heavy metal distributors, and
Johnny Mathis.
Mr. Graham, I've got a question.
You think this is just a trumpet?
That's my ass.
Soon, the laundry baskets were full and overflowing.
With this shit!
Well, I hope you've learned a lot today about what weather is and why it changes.
Oh, get out of here.